Thanks, Hato. I am Cassie. This is Homegrown, and I am so stoked to be joined here by Fergus and Alex from Kingswood.
Woo! Yeah!
We're having way too much fun here in the studio, playing lifts with the desk.
We are so high. We are higher than any interview has
ever been. Earlier, I was low, and then we were high, and I'm just still high.
We're always super high.
Now, are you high because you've just dropped your brand new album on Friday?
Yes.
That and because we've raised the chairs to their full capacity. So it's a double high.
Yeah.
It is. It's what we do here. After hours close to dawn, that's a time that I think we've all seen.
It's when all the fun stuff happens.
It's the witching hour, as they call it. Well, no one calls it that except in children's novels.
And you just now.
And me.
Is that when witches like do their thing?
Nah, it's more, I guess, but that's probably where it comes from, but it's more about where the magic happens.
I suppose you're not like, boiling up a potion at midday.
With the eye of a newt.
Me personally, I lose that kind of conscious thought of being sensible, and that kind of impulse thought tends to step in a little bit. Is that a lot of what the album is about?
It's not in terms of like the content is about that specifically, but exactly what you said, when you lose that consciousness and you go into the subconscious, I think that's when our better creative ideas come to play. So you sort of tap into your more innate thoughts and ideas and emotions and things that you've been considering for a while and put them into music in a wonderful way.
Well, listening to the new record though, there is such a, like, there's just such a broad sound to it. You know, you're listening to the record and it's like, is this even Kingswood? I remember seeing you guys playing at the local pub. How is this that same band? Did that give you the confidence to kind of explore those other musical avenues?
I mean, when we were like a few songs into the demoing process, we knew it was going to be different. And a few people were like, hey, are you sure this is what you want to do? But we never tried to make a diverse record. We just did what we did. And
We're diverse people.
Yeah, we're diverse people. But it's not saying the first record is one dimensional. It's very diverse if you actually listen to all the whole thing, not just the singles. So it's not that new to us, but I suppose people are a little shocked at the different sounds that are coming out.
If you try to be a diverse band, you're not doing that at all because you're trying. The whole being diverse is the magic of it and the spontaneity.
It would be a very silly business decision for us to have tried to do this. Almost everyone in the business world, has said that this is a bad idea.
This is a really bad idea.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's exactly why we have to do it.
Yeah. We're certainly not, going down the AC/DC model of just do the same record.
Do the A plus B equals C and works great.
Yeah.
That's not designed to be offensive.
It
worked very, very well for them and they do it wonderfully.
Whatever makes you happy. But the next record could be anything. We don't even know.
It could be, is it too late to decide?
Your body.
Is that the one that's slightly written by Ed Sheeran?
I think a couple are, but the...
Well, let's just say for the purposes of this story, he did write that. Do you think it's actually about us? Is it because he's just... Can I swear? He's really fucking us right now.
So let's just talk about the charts. You guys have dropped an album. It's killer. It's awesome. Yet we've got these two huge international overseas artists that...
Bloody Sheeran.
And Adele doesn't even have a record, like a new record out.
Man, tell him. Tell us about it.
Okay, so both Adele's records are just popped up to the top of the charts just because she's here.
Yeah, she's touring.
And then Sheeran's new record, Andy's old two records, are also beating us in the charts.
Yeah, because everyone's flipping out. Ed Sheeran's back. Adele playing 60,000 capacity venues.
Hey, Kingswood, hey, are you going to have a number one record this year? This year? No, because we're getting fucked by Adele and Sheeran.
By the Brits!
But you never know, maybe it can go 360 and, when you guys are on tour later
England,
this month.
Yeah, we'll come for you, mate. We're
England,
coming for you.
And we'll see both your records.
Sorry.
Yes, it is too late. You've already done all the damage and you've pissed us off.
They're pretty funny people, aren't they?
But so does chart success, you guys have been...
No, we don't care. We don't care at all. is absolutely not
chart success. No, definitely.
Because what you were saying before, like, this is not a good business decision. Everyone's saying, what are you guys doing? You do it for the love of it. And you can hear that in the songs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a completely natural record that we've made. And we do not care about chart success.
Of course we do it for the love. Otherwise, what other reason do we do it for? You know?
The money.
Oh,
to come here.
Yeah.
Right. To come here on
radio. We do it for radio.
That's right.
Radio. Hey, is it too late now to say sorry? Why are we using Justin Bieber as the vehicle to pay out engineering?
It's your interview.
That's right. We can do whatever we like.
We can
lift the chairs to their highest height.
I need to get a photo of Kingswood on the chairs just so everyone at home can actually see what's going on.
I reckon I'm about I think 1.5 feet off the floor.
I think we should put our motorbike helmets back on because if we fall, it's going to be, break our heads. Like,
we did make a joke about that when Alex first came in. He did get collided in the door.
The door closed on me and I was like, lucky I'm wearing my protective jacket. She's like, yeah, they said it's dangerous here. I was like, yeah, I don't even ride a motorcycle. It's just my protective jacket.
We're so rock and roll that we encourage all of our guests to wear protective jackets. I have to wear a leather jacket every day at work just for my own safety.
Wonderful.
Now, let's get back to it. Now, you guys are heading on a pretty big tour.
Come and see the show. Stop watching Ed Sheeran and Adele. Come and watch.
See both.
I'll see both. See all three of them.
See all three number one artists in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Including us.
Absolutely.
Adele.
Very, very big, wonderful tour. It's going to be psycho.
And we do have all of the dates on our website for you to check out.
Where can you go and see him? You can see him in Adelaide. You can see him in Sydney. You can see him in Melbourne. You can see him in Perth. You can see him in Newcastle.
Darwin.
You can see us in Darwin. You can see us in Wollongong. Canberra.
Belgrave.
Bunbury.
What about Tassie?
Yeah, coming soon.
Coming soon. Yeah, there we go. You go a bit quiet there, don't you guys?
No, it's happening. It's not on this poster, but
we've been bloody hounded by the Tasmanians, like you wouldn't believe.
There are a few.
Oh, you don't care about us. Oh, you don't give a toss. Oh,
playing Falls Festival doesn't count.
Doesn't count. You've got to. And of course we care. We love Tassie.
We're coming.
It's one of our favourite places to tour.
Yeah. There are a bunch of other shows if you've missed out.
On this tour as well, after the release, you did hit up some record stores, which is such a bizarre move, but I think we're all the same age. And that's something that I used to do when I was a kid. I used to go to the local record store and see the bands doing their in-stores and buy their singles and get the autographs. So has that been something that's quite nostalgic for you guys as music fans?
Yeah, I went and saw Friends or Romander in store when I was 14 or something like that. People don't do it that often, but
I never went to an in store.
Yeah.
No.
What's wrong with you?
I was listening to jazz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know who I was? Have you seen La La Land?
I have seen La La Land.
I was Ryan Gosling at age 15.
I
was Ryan Gosling's character when I was 15 years old.
That's adorable. Yeah. I wasn't too sure if you were meaning that you were actually that actor when you were 15 and then you decided
I was 15, I was Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Al didn't even play guitar until he was 18, was it? When you heard Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah. I heard Jimi Hendrix when I was 18. Everyone was just like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. Where have you been?
And then like 6 months later, he was like, hey, Ferg, do you want to be in a band? And I was like, yeah, cool. Am I playing guitar? And he's like, no, I'm playing guitar. And I was like, you don't play guitar. You play keyboard. You play piano.
I play guitar now.
He's like, I play guitar. And he was already way better than me.
It's not true.
And is that when you decided to be a vocalist or were you always doing the guitar?
No, it was pretty much, Al was like, I've heard you sing before, you're the singer.
By heard you sing before, he means we were in a band when we were in grade 6. So we were what, like 11?
Yeah.
And I heard, or 12, and then I heard, and I knew, for some reason, I just knew Ferg was a great singer. I just knew.
Year 6, that's, that's the formative years,
He was like,
before The Voice breaks, when Hanson are top of the charts. And
before The Voice breaks, understand it.
Yep.
This has been such a colourful interview and I feel like
It's been quite orange.
You know what else is great about the tour?
Get it.
What is great about the tour, Ferg?
That we did a shout out to the world to send us video auditions of people singing, and then we've chosen one, and they're coming on the tour with us doing backing vocals.
Yeah, have you heard about this? Have you heard about Kingswood Factor?
Yeah.
The King Factor?
King Factor.
The King's Factor.
Wood. We did our own Idol, Kingswood Idol, and we got like
Wood Idol.
Over 100 video entries that are amazing of people singing like their favourite songs. I'm now, sift through
those
them.
Those of you listening who watch these programs normally and see thousands of people, hundreds and thousands of people auditioning, we're just a little rock and roll band from Melbourne. We're not even a rock and roll band anymore. We're a musical group from Melbourne. 100 videos for us is a lot of videos, okay? So be impressed.
Mm.
It is so impressive. And you guys were the judge of this competition.
We were.
Of Kingswood Idol.
Yeah,
factor.
It was very difficult. There were a lot of really good ones, but we narrowed it down to one. And
we had to.
Steph's coming on the road with us.
Congratulations, Steph. Where is she? I mean, she's part of the band now. We should have her in here on the show, on Homegrown.
I don't think she's press level yet, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a groomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her ready.
Yeah.
That's right.
She needs to buy some protective jackets and a helmet.
Yeah, if she wants to be this high on the chairs, she's going to need some kind of head protective equipment.
Look, we couldn't get you high on the charts, but we got you high on the chairs.
That is so good.
Hey, you know how you can help us get high on the charts and beat Ed Sheeran in the deal? Buy our record. Now.
It's too late. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yes! Stop asking us. It's too late.
Well, that's what Homegrown is all about. We're all about supporting local music. So if you are deciding to buy a record this week, how about you go out and buy a Kingswood record and not Bieber, not Sheeran, not Adele.
Yep. Put your headphones on,
buy them all.
Good speakers on and turn the lights off and don't be distracted. And don't have your idiot friends around that are like making noise, and just get into the world and listen to the record. And then you can put it on the background later.
Yeah. Perfect.
Excellent. Well said.
Thanks so much for having a chat, guys. This is Cassie on Homegrown, and you've been listening to Kingswood.
Thanks,
take it
Cassie.
Away, Hado.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey,
it's Kingswood, and you're listening to Triple M.
Hey, this is Kingswood and you're listening to Homegrown.
Do you want to Alex and Fergus from Kingswood?
Hey, this is Alex.
And Fergus.
From Kingswood.
And you're listening to
Homegrown.